February 17th, 1922. Love is the cradle of man. I felt oppressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and I did nothing but call him, desire him, but in vain. Then, after I struggled very much, when I could take no more, he came. Who knows how many things I wanted to tell him. But he rose up high, without giving me time. And I looked at him and called him, "Jesus, Jesus, come!" He too looked at me, and he poured a dew upon me from his person, which pearled me all over. And this dew drew him toward me, in such a way that he lowered himself toward me and told me, "My daughter, the desire of the soul, of wanting to see me, tears the veil that exists between time and eternity. And the repeated desire gives her the flight to come closer to me. My love is almost restless when I see that the soul wants me and I do not make myself seen. And only then does it calm down when I not only make myself seen, but I give her new charisms and new pledges of love. My love is always in act of wanting to give new pledges of love to the creature. And as soon as it sees that my will takes the operating and directing role of giving itself to the creature, my love makes feast. It runs, it flies toward her, and makes itself cradle of man. And if it sees that she does not rest in its cradle, it rocks her, it sings for her, to make her rest and sleep on its lap. And when she sleeps, it breathes into her mouth to give her new life of love. If it sees from her interrupted breath that her heart is not happy, with the breath that it sends to her, my love forms for her the cradle in her heart, to take away from her the bitternesses, the hindrances, and the bothers, and make her happy with love. And when she wakes up, oh, how my love rejoices in seeing her reborn, happy, and full of life. And it says to her, "See, I rocked you on my lap to give you rest. I kept vigil at your side during your sleep, so that you might wake up strong, happy, and completely different from the one you were. Now I want to be cradle for your steps, for your works, for your words, for everything. And place your love in the cradle of my love, so that, identifying ourselves with each other, we may make each other happy. Be careful not to put anything else, otherwise you would sadden me and will make me cry bitterly. It is my love that comes closest to man. Even more, it is the cradle in which he was born, although everything is harmony in my divinity, just as the members are in full harmony with the body. Even though the intelligence takes the directing role in which the will of man resides, if he does not want it, one can say that the eye does not see, the hand does not operate, the foot does not walk. On the other hand, if he wants, the eye sees, the hand operates, the foot runs, all the members place themselves in accord. The same with my divinity. My will takes the directing role, and all the other attributes place themselves in full harmony to follow what my will wants. And so, wisdom, power, science, goodness, concur. And since all of my attributes, although distinct among themselves, live in the fount of love, overflow with love, here is why, while it is love that runs, that acts, that gives itself, all my other attributes concur together with it. Furthermore, what is most necessary to man is love. Love is like bread for the natural life. So one can do without science, power, wisdom, or, at most, these are things that are wanted in time and circumstance. But what would one say if I had created man and did not love him? And besides, why create him if I were not to love him? This would be a dishonor for me, and a work unworthy of me, who can do nothing other than love. And what would happen to man if he did not have an origin of love, and could not love? He would be a brute, and unworthy even to be looked at. Therefore, love must run in everything. Love should run in all the human actions, just as the image of the king circulates in the currency of a kingdom. And if the currency is not marked by the image of the king, it is not recognized as money. In the same way, if love does not run within a work, it is not recognized as my work.